Thank you. God bless you, saints. Good morning to you all. Let us start by singing, Lord, Prepare Me, KD. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'd be a living sanctuary. Prepare me, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, to be tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. For you, it is you, Lord. It is you. It is you, Lord. No one can say, God, I'm the soul of every man. It is you, Lord. It is you, Lord, who knows my weakness. Come and give me strength, which I don't have. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living relic for you. Come and lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord, from temptation. Purify me from within. Come and fill my heart. Fill my heart, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Take away all my sin. Lord, prepare me, Lord, Lord, prepare me. A sanctuary and pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. And as the departed for the waters of my soul, my soul longing after you, you alone, you alone are mine, you're my heart's desire, and I belong to worship. It's you alone, you alone are my strength, my shield, and to you alone may my spirit yield. You alone, alone am I. You're my heart's desire, and I belong You're my friend. You're my friend. And you are my brother. Even though you aren't, no, Lord, we love you. I love you more than any other. So much more than any. Oh, it's you.
From the bottom of your heart, mean what this song says. More than gold or silver, you are my heart's desire. When your heart has come to a place like that, it's a precious thing. That's exactly where a human heart should be, is to desire to be the Lord's completely in every way. We thank him this morning. How many of you are not happy to be here? It's wonderful. It shows everybody is listening real good this morning. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Jesse and the musicians. We would like to read in the book of Matthew chapter 24 this morning, just for a short exhortation. Matthew 24 from verse number 36 for context. There's still a rustling in the leaves. Matthew 24, verse 36, I shall continue to read. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful to be in this place again. We love you, Lord, because you always make a way that, Father, we could gather in this beautiful place. And every time we've come here, you have met with us, Lord. Father, we thank you for the message last night that has set us on the right path, Lord. Help us to listen real well this morning. Help us to listen real well this service that will come after breakfast, Lord, and the service in the evening, that, Lord, we may benefit, Lord, from what you have sent your servants with this morning. I pray for every person now, Lord, as we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, saints, just for a short while. In the book of Hebrews, also in Hebrews chapter 11, it speaks also about Noah, that by faith Noah, and it's in Hebrews chapter 11, perhaps from verse number 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So we see there that there's something about the days of Noah, because Jesus expressly refers to the days of Noah and says that the days of his coming will be like the days of Noah. And we continually go back and glean things from the days of Noah to help us prepare for the days that we are living in. Because we are living in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And we have got so many examples that God has given us, because he doesn't want you and me to miss it. So it would be very good to look again into the days of Noah just for a short exhortation this morning to help us prepare for the day that we have before us. And Jesus, if we go back to the book of Matthew, he says that something was happening in the days of Noah, that Noah had a message and he was doing something. Now, what's interesting here is that he speaks about the condition of the other people, what they were doing. They were eating and drinking, giving in marriage. There was something about those things that we do every day, but they were doing it to a certain extent. But it doesn't tell us what Noah was doing, you know? So we want to find our place, because we are not doing what these guys are doing there, you know? We are not eating the way they are eating. We are not living in fornication and things like that. But we want to copy what Noah was doing in those days. If you go back, when you find some free time today, to the book of Genesis chapter 6, it speaks about Noah. When God gave him the instructions of building the ark, it says in one verse that, thus did Noah. And that's what we want to do. Whatever Noah did, we want to do the same to prepare. Because Jesus tells us, in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, it will be like in the days of Noah. So they were doing their stuff. Noah was doing his stuff. But the Bible only says, thus did Noah. Did you ever think, what was Noah doing? What was Noah doing, guys? He was building the ark. Yeah? And what does it take to build an ark? Have you ever built an ark, William? What does it take to build an ark? What do you think he needed, Joshua, to build an ark? Wood, what else? Yeah? And God told him, prepare the animals and all these things. But the assumption that we normally make ourselves is that God spoke to Noah, build the ark. And Noah moved with fear, the Bible says. And he woke up and went outside and started to build the ark. Is that what happened? I love the message. I don't know if you love the message the way I do. I've got a slide that I want to share, just one. We don't have much time. And the prophet in the message investments, he says, we find that Noah made this investment. So the prophet is taking what Noah did and likening it to an investment that a person makes. Amen. You know what an investment is. You take your money, you bring it to someone who's a bit clever, you know, and they buy shares for you and they trade them and this and that. It makes a profit. So whatever Noah was doing, he was putting something in because he was going to get a profit out of it. So Noah made this investment, was very popular farmer, probably not many people and did great things, but he sold out. And I love that next three words there. Maybe his farm, did you ever think of that? For him to get the materials to build the ark, Noah had to sell his farm. That's not an easy thing, because the livelihood of his family depended on that farm. They had to make a living out of that farm And he sits down with his three boys and their wives and his wife and say, we are going to sell the farm. And they'll be like, Dad, are you sure? We'll sell the farm because we need to buy wood, gopher wood. Because for him to get these materials to build an ark, he had to sell the farm. People laughed at him. Satan caused that. He might have been called a holy roller. Because people will be like, are you mad? Are you really? Is everything okay for you to spend 260 euro to come here and be told, don't use your phone, you know? When we were coming down last night, the pastor was already preaching, you know? And I said to my wife, can you search for the directions? I don't want to take the wrong exit. So we searched on the Google Maps, and it showed Ovoka Manor. And you know how these maps work. They use the phone signals, you know? And they said, Ovoka Manor is unusually busy today. Because the phones were here, you know? And you are paying your money to come here, wake up early in the morning like this, and eat maybe not the kind of breakfast that you are used to eat. Yeah. People will be like, what are you doing? You have sold out. Amen. Your parents have sacrificed a lot. Some parents have got four children here. Amen. That's 1,000 euro to sacrifice for you to be here. Amen. Because it's an investment that they are making. They want to get something out of it. They want you to get something out of it. And not only that, do you realize this morning that you have sold out 5 days of your life to be here? Where else could you have been? You could have gone to Greece to experience the 40-degree temperature. Yeah, it's no fun, I tell you. But you sold out all that so that you can be here to take all this time that you're going to spend for next 5 days as an investment. You are depositing it somewhere because you want to get something out of it. Can you imagine? After Noah selling the farm and his boys knowing that Dad has sold the farm and he's bought all this wood, gopher wood, good for nothing else except for the ark. And they are looking at each other and say, Dad, do you think that they went to this building site and sat under the mango tree and ate mangoes all day? They were serious about what they were doing because they had made an investment. You don't want to make an investment and lose all your capital in there. You want to make an investment and get something out of it. And that's what Noah wanted to do. Noah wasn't sitting about taking his phone, chatting and spending hours and hours on the phone. You know, these days the phone sends me a message every week to say, this week you have used your phone 16 minutes less than last week. And I'll be like, good, let's make it 20 next week. So when you find me no more on the phone, that's why, you know. Noah didn't waste his time. He went to the building site. I can imagine they probably woke up the same time we did today because they were serious about this. They had sold out a lot for them to build this ark. And he wanted to make sure that this ark works, because imagine selling your farm and everything and getting all this material and then you don't do a good work. That's why the Bible says Noah moved with fear. You go and search out that word. What does it mean that he moved with fear? He moved diligently. Yeah? He was very diligent about the work that he was doing. He was careful and persistent every day, waking up early because he had a deadline. He had to build this ark, and this ark had to work first time. Yeah. There was no time to try and see, let's see if it works, send a flood, Lord, you know. No, the flood was coming and the ark had to work. And that's why Noah went and built this ark and he sold out everything. And you have done the same here. You have sold out your time. Your parents have invested money. Some of you have worked for your own money to pay to come here. Amen. You are now here at the building site. Amen. We might as well use the time. Amen. Noah didn't get to the building site and spend the whole day playing chess with his sons. Amen. No, they went about building the ark. Amen. That's what we want here. Because it's an investment. And it paid off for Noah. Amen. Because the time came, the flood came. God closed the door. If Noah had not been diligent, would there have been a door on the ark? God would come and say, but Noah, what is this? This ark won't stand the flood. But Noah did a good job. He followed the instructions of the Lord and built an ark, and the flood came and the ark stood. How many days were they in the ark? Who knows? How many days? Yeah, Hadassah. 40 days. You go and search a bit more. They were in there for a lot longer, yeah? About a year or so in the ark. Imagine if he had not done the rooms properly. And all these animals moving out and going to each other, and the lion going and eating the cow. Huh? But he had to do things properly, diligently. He moved with fear. And today we can see lions were thanks to Noah. He didn't waste his time. He did a good job. And this week you can do the same thing. Today you can do the same thing. You're already here. You might as well do what you came here to do for. Now, if it was about money or time, there are people in this world who've got more money than us. They could beat us to it. If it was about time, there are nuns and monks that have got more time than we have. They could make a better investment than us. But this is not about money or time. This is about something else. This is the same court, but I've highlighted some things over there. Let's find out. It wasn't only the ark that, it wasn't only the farm that Noah sold out. We find that Noah made this investment. He was a very popular farmer. Do you realize that? Noah was very popular. Some of you are popular in school. And probably not many people. I've seen people with 5,000 followers on Facebook. He knew many, many people and did great things. So Noah wasn't some guy that, you know, he lived somewhere out there in Kildare and nobody knew about him. He was a popular man. He knew many people and did great things. And Noah sold all these things. So it isn't only the physical things that Noah sold out. He sold his farm to get the physical material. But it took more than physical material to build this ark. Noah had to sell out his popularity. Noah had to sell out all the things that he had, the good standing with the people. In the end, they laughed at him and called him a holy roller. But he knew what investment he was making. And that's the thing the world doesn't want. That's what makes you different with others, is because you are willing to give up all these things. You are willing to give up your popularity in school so you could be called a child of God. And you are already here and you have already done that. You have already sold your popularity. You have already sold your standing with the people of the world. Why? So you can make an investment here. Let's make it worthwhile. You don't want to be a fool that invests in a fly-by-night company and your investment is gone. They come up with these bitcoins and stuff like that. You go put your money in there and they withdraw it on the other side and you wake up with nothing. I mean, if you want to know what a fool is, it's a person who does things like that. But let's not do that. We have already come here. We have already invested a lot. Let's make it worthwhile. This morning, as we begin this day later on with the song worship, later on with the preaching from our brother, who has invested a lot to be here. He's come all the way from South Africa. That's the other end of the world. To bring a message. It's an investment in your life. You could build an ark that will last a lifetime. You'll never know what it feels like to be in a hospital and a doctor comes and tell you it's cancer. You want to make sure your ark is well done then. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people lose it right there. And these things come along this journey of life. So this time we are here, we have come to make serious investments. You have already made a deposit. Don't waste it. Let us come to a time of prayer as I invite our brother Jesse just to to sing that last verse again, just maybe the chorus. You are my friend, more than gold or silver. And let's come to a time of prayer and really consider and consecrate ourselves so today we can take advantage of this that we are doing here. I want you more than love or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the
apple.
Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you this morning for your grace and your mercies upon us, Lord, your children. Father, we thank you for a good night that you gave us and renewed our strength, Father. Lord, we see the things that you are doing in our midst, Lord. We just want to commit ourselves to you this morning and ask, Father, that you help us. Lord, for without your help, we can easily be sidetracked. But Father, we are looking to you this morning that you would help us, Father, oh God, to go about this day diligently. That Lord, oh God, when your word comes, let it not, Father, go through from one ear through the other, Lord, and out and we forget. But help us, Lord, Father, to take all these experiences that, Lord, your sons have had who were born before us, Lord, and be diligent and listen, Lord, to the advice that they would have given us, Lord, and listen to the word and listen to it real well. Lord, oh God, to employ all these techniques to write the notes, Lord, to meditate on the word, and Father, that we may retain as much as you would want for us to retain. We commit the ministers into your hands, Lord. Use them mightily this morning. Father, we appreciate the sacrifice that they have made coming all the way to be with us here, Lord. Father, I believe that it is not in vain. You have done it for a purpose. Lord, let there be lives in this place that would never be the same again. Let them sell out completely, Lord. Father, if it be popularity in school that may hold them back, if it be, Lord, Father, entertainment or anything, let it be, Father, that this morning they will have strength to give it all up, Father, amen, that they may get the real material to build the true stature of a perfect man. May you allow it, O God, that when we would leave this place on Friday, Lord, we would look back and see what you would have done in our lives. Bless, Lord, the food this morning that we would eat. We commit it into your hands. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you be with us in every conversation that we will have outside of this room and every activity that we will have in the afternoon. We ask, Lord, that you be in it all with us to keep us all safe. We ask it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brother Jesse. We have a few activities in the afternoon. It's not mandatory. If you want to participate, we will meet after lunch outside, and then you can choose which activity you're doing. But you have to have signed the waiver form. If you have not, they won't allow you because of insurance and stuff like that. If you're under 18, make sure your parents have signed it for you. So that's what we have in the afternoon. But I also know that some people would rather not. And we have a few rooms here. That's why we miss Brother George Martin so much. But I am very sure that the Lord has sent to us his servants. They will be available. The pastor will be there. Our dear brother Daniel Mazoa will be there. And Brother Cheslin will be there. And any of these brothers that have walked in the Lord for some time, if you would like to speak to them and ask some questions and things like that, there's plenty of rooms around here for that. So that's why we love this place. But we will meet outside after lunch and do these afternoon activities. We don't have them tomorrow or Thursday. So take advantage of them if you would like to participate today. That's the only announcement. And breakfast is 9 o'clock. So may God bless you, saints. Amen. Yes, thank you.
In these, the closing days of time, what joy the glorious hopes afford. Soon the wondrous truth, truth sublime, he shall reign, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah, he's coming soon, he's coming very soon. What joy, we welcome his return. coming soon. We know the signs surrounding earth and air. Hallelujah, all painted on the starless sky. God's faithful witness is declared that the coming of the Savior draw it now. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming very soon. And with joy we welcome his return. It may be morn, it may be night or noon, but I know he's coming soon. Oh, the dead in Christ who need the star in countless numbers all shall rise when though the portals of the sky. Hallelujah, he shall reign to prepare a paradise. He's coming soon, he's coming, he's coming soon, he's coming very soon. And with joy we welcome his return. For it may be, it may be morning, it may be night or noon, but I know he's coming soon. Oh, and we who live in yet remain, hallelujah, caught up, shall meet our faithful Lord. This hope we cherish not in vain, but we comfort one another by his word. He's coming soon, he's coming soon, he's coming very soon. With joy we welcome his returning. For it may be morn, it may be night or noon, but I know he's coming soon, soon and very soon.